what is going on here? We definitely have a few things to talk about today. For example, did a portal open up in Hawaii? Maybe, maybe not. Nothing surprises me as of 2026. I mean, it could be a bunch of cockamamie. I just wanted to use that word because that word has gravitas. But we'll definitely go ahead and take a look at this whole portal stuff. But first, I do want to go ahead and talk about something that the White House had posted last night that is really catching a firestorm across social media. But what they posted kind of eerily reminds me of something that was posted just a day before. So that was posted at around 9 p.m. and it sounds like Caroline Leavitt saying, "So cool, it's launching soon, right?" And you hear somebody say, "Yeah." That video was quickly deleted. Now, there's not really much to make of that video anyway. They could practically be talking about anything, even these alien websites that they had registered. But here's where things get a little bit more eerie. This next clip was posted an hour later, around 10 p.m., and it really doesn't give me the best of feelings. In this 4-second clip, you hear a ding, and then you see the American flag resting. But it looks very dark and grainy. It has a horror aesthetic to it. Like I said, just by looking at that, I get a very bad feeling. It kind of reminds me of that movie The Ring, where they put in the VHS tape and all these dark, grainy clips start to play. There are also people across different social media platforms saying the flag looks weird, this isn't the real flag, because the stripes are facing the wrong way. It is possible, given the fact that the flag is resting on the pole, it's giving that optical illusion. But if this is indeed the case, then we're not looking at the real flag, we're looking at a false flag, with that ding behind it giving it a little warning. But talking about this video and false flags, it's very interesting that a day before this video went up, we had Laura Loomer, and if you don't know who she is, she's very close to the Trump administration to the point she's considered an unofficial part of the administration, who at one point had a lot of influence. And probably still does, who knows. She's been linked to the firings of several high-profile national security and government officials. She had made this post on the 24th of March on X. Soon, there will be a massive Islamic attack in America, and the perpetrators will likely have financial ties to podcasters and those who are sowing discord for foreign nations in America. I predict there will be many casualties, and only then will it maybe set in that people have been conned into supporting a terror psyop to distract you from the threat of Islam, while the enemy plotted to destroy our country from within with botted conspiracy theories. It will likely be 10 times worse than 9/11, and it's going to trace right back to the woke right in some way. I just have this sense. Heh. I said, heh. Is this just a sense, or is it the simple fact that a script had been read ahead of time? I mean, it's obvious that there's a script. They had shown us this on the 2026 Economist magazine cover. Every time I talk about this cover, I happen to talk about this right here. Again, you can see a satellite. Looks like it's controlling a cargo ship, and this cargo ship is firing a missile at the United States 250th anniversary birthday cake, which I said in another video, looks eerily similar to the U.S. Bank Tower. And again, as it's been pointed out, these Economist magazine covers have never failed as to what they've been showing us. Even right down to the brain organoids I had spoken about on my other channel, Seconds of Horror, you can see a brain connected to a video game controller. And I think it was just a few weeks ago, an article came out where the scientists, they had a bunch of brain organoids stuck in a game of Doom, basically stuck in hell. The red balloons around the birthday cake is interesting too, because it symbolizes impending doom or danger. We often see this a lot in Hollywood movies, like for example the movie It. We see the red balloon before the clown appears. But there's also something else that appears below the birthday cake, which I missed out on every time I've spoken about this cover. This was tagged to me on X, so credit to this individual, Max Pian, for pointing this out, but take a look at this video clip.
Just found something quite interesting. Now look in the middle at these two swords as I mirror this left side of the image. Take a look right in the middle. Pay attention. Look right there. You get the Freemasonic square and compass. Now I know a lot of people will say, oh, that's a stretch. That's fine. But remember, occultists always use mirror images because it represents the principle of as above, so below. So when you mirror this, you get the Freemasonic square and compass right at the center of all of this chaos. Now, I don't think low-level Masons run the world. I don't think the Mason in your local lodge runs the world. I do think the higher up you go, the more doors are open into, you know, positions of power. So Maybe this is just a warning to them or some form of communication to them to, you know, warn Masons that this chaos is happening soon in the world.
He is absolutely right. It does not matter how it appears on the original cover. They go by the principles of as above, so below. And I don't think that's a coincidence that right in the middle of everything, the world is on fire, chaos, we see the compass and square. And again, it's just directly below that missile being fired at America's birthday cake. I mean, we've seen something like this before, the similar message on the 2025 Economist magazine cover, where at the bottom we see all these events, but at the very top sits the crown of Saturn. So that was definitely an amazing catch, and again, credit where credit's due, because after all this time of looking at this cover, I have never noticed that. And it also makes a lot of sense too, given the fact of how much the number 33 has been appearing in the major headlines of all these suspicious news stories, so yeah. But going back to Laura Loomer and this X-Post, she is very specific, and yes, they will go ahead and blame podcasters, and not just these big ones either, but anybody that's talking outside of the narrative. They will be targeted and removed off social media, probably restricted on the internet as a whole. This will be something much bigger than what we saw with the C-19, where we saw a bunch of social media accounts get removed. So it's very interesting that a day after her tweet, the White House sends this out, where, again, a lot of people are saying they get a sense of either a false flag or some kind of horror feeling. There's really not much more that can be said about this other than the fact of theorizing as to when and where it's going to take place. Yeah, they show us the 250th anniversary cake on the cover, which is July 4th, but technically it could be any time before and after then. The only thing left that can be really said is to stay stocked up and be prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually. Get to know your neighbors if you haven't yet. I mean, that's just my opinion anyway. Some people are also saying that this 4-second clip is in connection to get people to sign up to receive alerts. But as this person pointed out, this has been going on for a year now. This is nothing new. This may have no connection to that. And if it did, what a weird way to promote that. Then later on today, I had to come back and re-edit this video because the White House then posted this tweet with a pixelated image of Trump with somebody behind him. It looks like he has his hands on a red button. I mean, I guess this is a good way to keep people down a rabbit hole and keep them distracted, even though I do find the American flag one to be a little eerie. But moving on to something a little bit more mysterious, on this channel and my other channel, I've also spoken for quite some time about these large, mysterious booms. Sometimes they come with these flashes of light. For example, I had spoken about how 4 hours after this quote-unquote 7-ton asteroid was seen in Ohio, there were these loud, mysterious booms in New Jersey and also in Omaha, and it was heard throughout multiple cities. In New Jersey, it was heard throughout like 14 to 16 different cities, and still, there has been no explanation. Well, people over in Webster, New York have been hearing these loud, mysterious booms for months now, also accompanied by flashes of light with no identifiable source, something we have been hearing time and time again when it comes to other locations, other states. And finally, after months of hearing and seeing this, the police are now getting involved. What?
The explosions are back in Webster. New at 6, those flashes of light and explosions were captured late Saturday night. Since then, other neighbors in Webster told us they heard different booms this week. Chief investigative reporter Berkeley Breen has documented the explosion since Thanksgiving. But for the first time now, Webster police told him they have an active investigation.
This is the neighborhood where the latest explosions were recorded, and the flash of white light appears to come from the north. And we're about 2 miles from Lake Ontario.
It was like 11 o'clock-ish.
Paul Morrow was asleep Saturday night. And then...
boom! Immediately, I jumped out and ducked my head. I'm like, what the hell is that?
It was an explosion. Actually, two of them back to back. A flash of light, then the sound.
And the sound in those videos don't even really capture it. I mean, it is a very, it's like a flash bang, boom.
What the hell is that?
I started tracking these explosions in the fall. Joel Calcagno's cameras caught them in October.
What do you think that is?
It sounds like something exploding.
A Webster neighbor caught them again in December.
It didn't sound like lightning. It didn't sound like fireworks. It was significant.
North of the neighborhood that recorded the explosions this time are open farm fields.
But another open space north of where those recordings happened was here at Webster Park.
I was standing about 3 miles from the neighborhood. Last year, Webster said it looked into the explosions and found no evidence. Now, the police consider the latest explosions an active investigation.
The sound just, it opens you right up. It jostles you right away.
Again, the town of Webster and the Webster police say this is an active investigation, but that is all the information they say they're prepared to share right now. In Webster, Berkeley Breen News 10, NBC.
So the city used all their resources, they used all their technology to find the source of these booms, and now they're using the police. But again, we've seen this time and time before where the police will get involved, they'll use technologies, things like ShotSpotter, to determine the source of an explosion, and they'll always come up empty-handed. It's either something coming well below the earth, or it's something coming up from above they may be practicing for, like something like Project Bluebeam. I don't know, but these people will not get the answers they're looking for. But moving on, if you have not heard, Hawaii has been receiving historic, horrific floods for the past few days now.
That historic deluge over the past week has turned some of Hawaii's emerald communities into wastelands of mud. Parts of Oahu and Maui were battered by a pair of massive storms, which the governor said had unleashed up to 4 feet of rain in certain areas. It caused the worst flooding in 20 years, blasting down riverbeds, blowing out bridges and roads, and swallowing cars, even trucks.
There's 35 years on the North Shore. This is heavy.
Thousands were forced from their homes.
People that I work with, they lost their whole house. You know, there's this one young man, he's 8 people live in the house and it's gone.
And across Hawaii, more than 200 people were rescued from homes and cars. In northern Oahu, members of the National Guard trudged through waist-deep water to help stranded drivers and mud-bound homeowners. Melanie Lee saw what's left of her house for the first time.
We've been here almost 20 years. We lost everything. My children's, you know, pictures. Just real sentimental stuff. Now it's like, now where we go from here.
In Maui, the flooding comes as the community continues to recover from the devastating fires there 2 years ago.
And we know for so many people, the fires are one thing, and now to have flooding, and in some cases, their homes that they had just moved into, it can feel overwhelming.
Tony, the evacuation orders have been lifted, and the governor of Hawaii said that this disaster fortunately did not kill anyone, but he estimates that a year's worth of rain in just a few days likely caused about $1 billion in damage. Tony.
Matt, thank you very much.
That historic.
So again, the worst rains they've had in over 20 years, years worth of rain dumped on them in just days, just utter destruction. But Gina Marie Colvin, somebody who's been doing this for a long time, somebody I used to watch a lot, I don't know where her channel's gone now, but she captured something very interesting. Again, it looked like a portal had opened up in Hawaii. Now, when I say portals, all I'm saying is that they look like it, but this could be something being used to manipulate what's happening over in Hawaii. Now, before anybody says that this is a bug that landed on the lens or maybe a water drop, I'm also going to show something very interesting after her clip ends.
One, I want you to watch this sky. I've not seen anything like that before, but that looks like a portal or a wormhole opening up, you all. It really does. Let me do this right here. I'm probably not going to get very many people watching. I would do a reel, but I know what they're going to do. The reel, I want you to watch the timestamp. As we go through this, I want you to watch it. I'll make it small so you can see it. I'm looking at some anomalies that are out here on the FAA in Hawaii, since there have absolutely terrible flooding happening. Let me flip this around. They got absolutely terrible flooding happening in Hawaii. The worst in 20 years. I mean, it is nonstop, and now we got something like a portal in the sky. This is the FAA, official FAA weathercam, weather.gov, FAA camera. I've been watching them. I would have done a reel, but I don't want them to say, sit tight while we work on your reel. No, we got to get this information out right away. Watch it. It's going to come on here, and they better not have moved it on us. There it is right there. Then it's gone. You see that? It's there right there. Right there at 22:45. 12:45, 3:22, right there, and then it totally disappears by the next camera. What do you think about that? Well, I'm doing it really fast. No, right there. That's right. Right. Come on. Let's get it. Looks like a wormhole. It looks like a wormhole on the FAA. I'm going to end this video. I don't want it to be too long, you all. I really don't. But that, no. They've got terrible, terrible flooding in Hawaii. And I'm thinking there's some kind of activity out there. Some like UFO activity. And look at this right here. Right there. Have a wonderful evening. Share this.
It looks like energy is just emanating from it. This person replied to Gina's video saying, I was photographing the sky because the clouds look strange. This was on the photos, not visible to my eye. And you can see whatever this person captured looked very similar to what was in Gina's video. We have also seen these weird anomalies on weather radars as well that look similar to portals or energy. And around the same time these horrible floods are taking place in Hawaii, there are horrific wildfires that are happening in Nebraska that they've never seen before. This video comes from Calvin Johnson.
This will go down in history for the state of Nebraska as the worst wildfire that the state has ever seen in history, and no one is talking about it. This disaster has claimed over 800,000 acres of precious farmland as well as prairie land that the state will take years to be able to recover from. In total, there were four separate wildfires that broke out all across the state over a week and a half ago that have been burning nonstop. And all thanks to over 800 different volunteer firefighters as well as the National Guard stepping in, they are now able to announce they're almost under full containment. The largest of the four fires, called Morrill, was burning over 642,000 acres. It is still burning, but it's almost at a 98% containment. There's a ton of controversy as to how these fires got started, whether it was intentional or not, but they're saying this was all from an electrical fire from a downed power line. The reason for the second fire is still under investigation. Experts are saying that the third and fourth fire were started by a controlled burn that quickly blew out of proportion and burned almost 35 to 40,000 acres.
This is the largest wildfire by far to happen in the state's history. And again, we're hearing something very similar that took place in Maui. It all started by a downed power line. But here's what I found very interesting, because again, I look at the timing of things, the timelines, to see if I can find anything suspicious. And well, look at this. Look at this news article that came out about a week prior to this wildfire. Google proposes Nebraska data center requiring more power than all of Lincoln. The article goes on to say that Google is considering building a data center in Nebraska that could require more than three times the amount of power than the entire city of Lincoln uses at peak demand in the summer. The tech giant would power that massive data center, possibly the largest in the state's history, through a privately built utility-scale natural gas plant potentially capable of producing more power than the largest power plant in the state. Matter of fact, they're even saying that this data center could be the first of its kind. It would be massive. And just think of all the land and resources that this data center would need. There are farmers and people that own lands in other states like Kentucky, Pennsylvania, that are being offered millions upon millions of dollars to sell their lands, and they are not budging. They will not sell. Now, I'm not saying that Google or any AI company is behind these wildfires, but if they don't want to risk a group of people, residents, not selling their properties, then I guess, like we've seen time and time before, quote-unquote nature will make these people leave. I just think it's super interesting timing. I'm not going to say it's coincidence. I just think it's super interesting timing between that news of that massive one-of-a-kind data center in Nebraska and this wildfire that the state has never seen before. Let us also not forget that before this, on the day of that asteroid that was seen in Ohio, that quote-unquote asteroid, the people in Nebraska, again, they heard those real loud booms. It was shaking the ground, shaking homes, and nobody has any clue what caused it. This is pretty crazy stuff. And again, I'm not blaming Google, but I wouldn't put it past any company to do anything when they want something, especially something like land. This is an update because news had originally stated that the fires were 100% contained, but it looks like, as of me making this video, two new wildfires have appeared in Northeast Grant County, burning another 75,000 acres. And like news has been saying, this is a very unusual part of the country to get wildfires this early. But also, keep your eyes on Kentucky. This is the second person that has turned down selling their property for a lot of money. This person was offered $26 million and they still said no.
$6 Since Microsoft started constructing its $3.3 billion AI data center in Mount Pleasant in late 2023, Donald Briggs and his neighbors have gotten used to the noise.
So you're not anti-data center?
No, we're not anti-data center.
That is, until earlier this month, when a new sound started invading their homes.
That's just a high, kind of high-pitched drone sound.
I can hear it inside my house, and that's what concerns me.
This is where, as far as our ears can tell, the sound is coming from. Microsoft's project website says that these data centers here behind me on the southern part of the campus will be operational later this year. Briggs says he could cope with noisy construction because he knew it was temporary. But as the first center gets close to completion,
so you're concerned that this noise could be more long-term?
Oh, definitely. And louder.
Microsoft right now has plans for more than 15 data centers in Mount Pleasant. In a statement to 12 News, a Microsoft spokesperson says they're aware of the noise concerns raised about their Mount Pleasant facility, and they're investigating the root cause and hope to share an update soon. Microsoft on its website lists four main reasons for data center noise: servers, vehicles, backup generators, and cooling equipment. The tone isn't traffic, and Microsoft says server noise is limited to inside the data centers. No matter the source, Briggs says the key to fixing it is communication. He says he's called Microsoft to complain, but hasn't gotten a response.
Actually, I got more success talking to you and Channel 12 than I got from them.
Are you going to be able to stick it out if it's like this?
Well, depends on how bad it gets.
In Mount Pleasant, Emily Pofahl, WISN 12 News.
The AI data center companies probably don't even care because they know these people that are surrounding this area and speaking out are probably going to be leaving the area soon anyway, probably either through nature or something else altogether. Who knows? Or the noise and the problem with the data center will get worse and worse and worse, that people will sell their homes for peanuts. And did they say 3.3? I'm sure it means nothing. But at the end of the day, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.